Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
This week we have our blue brother, which is David Fahili. Morning to you, David.
Good morning, kid.
And Jay the Red is also going to join us in a second or two. I thought we'd focus on a couple of upcoming young stars, first of all. The news in the Echo this morning, talking about Jonjo Kenny. Morning to you, Jay. You just joined us as well. Morning, Jay.
Morning, boys. You're okay.
Good stuff. Yeah, let's start with Jonjo Kenny then. Everton youngster Jonjo Kenny signed a 3-year contract and declares it means the world to me. How good can Jonjo Kenny be for the Blues in the future, David?
You don't like to big kids up, do you? Because you've just seen this week what happens with this game. It's all front and behind the curtain. Often it's not as great, so you don't like to build them up too much. But yeah, I've heard quite a bit about this kid. Like, I've heard the name around for a while, a couple of years now. So yeah, you've just got to say, this league, we do this, don't we? We apply youth to it because we haven't had money in the past. So yeah, there'll be an avenue forward for him, but I don't want to put any pressure on him. I just want to see him progress, to be honest. The kids are doing well. David Unsworth doing well with our young'uns. So yeah.
Been at Everton since the age of 9 years old, though. 19 years old. He's had loan spells with Wigan and Oxford. Maybe the time is right for him. You never know. On the Liverpool side of things, Marco Gruic nominated for the prestigious Golden Boy Award, which selects the best under-21 player across Europe. Look, in pre-season he scored 3, didn't he, Jay? In the glimpses that we've had of him, he looks an imposing big figure. It looks like he really enjoys his football.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously he was part of that Serbian team, wasn't he, that won that tournament. And he's got a bright future, there's no doubt about it. And he seems to be like more box-to-box than anything else, doesn't he? And he's a towering presence, isn't he? He's like a man mountain. I think he's about 6'3", but sometimes you'd be forgiven for thinking someone of that size playing centre mid would be a bit gangly and look a little bit, you know, bit awkward, you know, like the way Fellaini does. But he looks like an absolute monster, doesn't he? But I think he's even said himself his time will come maybe next season. And at the moment, he's just getting used to life in England, in Liverpool, and obviously adjusting to the Premier League. And he'll probably just play cameo roles, won't he, majority of this season. But he looks like he's got a massive future. And like I say, Liverpool have got a couple of young kids coming through. You can look at the lad, Ben Woodburn, as well. I know they've got high hopes for him at the academy there, and he's doing well at the under-23 level. There's also Trent Arnold-Alexander. He looks very good as well. So, you know, there's massive future there for a couple of the kids at Liverpool.
Yeah, good luck to all of those young ones breaking through. Just before we move on, the Golden Boy Award, can either of you name any previous recipients of it?
That'd be no from me.
Raheem Sterling won it in 2014. Mario Balotelli won it in 2010. Other winners include Paul Pogba, Wayne Rooney, Lionel Messi. So maybe it does indicate something of a future for the players. You never know. Right, let's move on to the footy that lies ahead. Bit of Friday night action for Everton tonight. Everton against Crystal Palace. Couple of key contributors in here. Of course, Bolasie. Be interesting to see how the Palace fans react. And of course, Palace are bringing a certain Christian Benteke to Goodison Park as well. How confident are you feeling, David?
Crystal Palace, when we play Crystal Palace, it's always a kind of a big day for me because Mr. Chairman, their chairman's my mate, so I have a bevy with him, and it's very rare. I go to every game, as you know, and no one's chairman normally buys me a bevy, but it theirs does. So I'll talk to him about Bolasie tonight. He told me about him coming, but these just seem to, every year we played them, the last 3 years, off the top of my head, they beat us. They've either beat us or they've drawn with us. We haven't beat them away. It's a really frustrating fixture for us, to be honest. So just right now, particularly after last week, because that wasn't good enough. I come on here and I try and pick them up when they do well, but them two performances were not good enough, not acceptable. So we need an improvement on that. So I'd just like to see any sort of victory tonight, to be honest with you.
I think Ronald will have laid into them this week. Jay, these matches ahead of this international break, they do take on extra significance because you don't want 2 weeks of wallowing on a bad result.
Well, yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, last week we said about Hull City, didn't we? And it was important to get 3 points against the team that, you know, you're expected to get the victory against. And same again now with Swansea. I mean, last season we went there and it was a bit disappointing when we got turned over 3-1, but that was when we were towards the end of the season, really, when we were all focused on the Europa League final. And, you know, this time now, it's important again, like last week, to get the 3 points, because Liverpool had done okay earlier on the season against the so-called bigger sides, and it was time to play the lesser teams, if you like, and we've just got to make sure we go there with professional attitude and treat them like it's Chelsea or something, and, you know, make sure we get the 3 points going forward into the international break. Because, like you say, if Liverpool do drop points or we lose the game, you know, you've got 2 weeks then, haven't you, where you're dwelling on it, and then the next one then is Manchester United at home. So, again, vitally important to get the 3 points on Saturday.
You might bank on Liverpool conceding in a lot of games, but you'd also probably bank on their goal-scoring ability at the moment. There's a good piece by Jan Molby today where he's saying we could have 5 players in double figures by the end of the season. And it's probably hard to argue with him, because Liverpool's front men at the moment, well, they're sharing it around. So whether it is even Daniel Sturridge who's on the bench, your Mane's, Lallana's, Coutinho's, Firmino's, you know, you could have a number who hit double figures.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, there could be like quite a few players, as he says there, that could get at least 10 plus this season. But you'd also like someone who could get you 25 a season. And that's a little bit of a concern, isn't it? Because you look now, you know, Liverpool's main centre-forwards, really, Daniel Sturridge, Divock Origi and Danny Ings, they haven't scored a goal for us yet. It's been shared around the team. And I know Firmino's played up front quite a lot, and he's scored a couple of goals, hasn't he? And quite rightly, you say there, Coutinho, Mane, Lallana, you know, they've all chipped in. But, you know, you tend to want someone to be a 25-goal-a-season man, don't you, if you're going to win the title anyway. It's a strange one with this Liverpool side, because we're spreading the goals about. And I think since Jurgen Klopp's taken over, Liverpool are the highest-scoring team, aren't they, in the Premier League? So that's a major improvement, really, because Liverpool were always labelled as a team that couldn't score many goals from midfield. It'd only really be Gerrard that'd do it for us in years gone by, and it is great, it is refreshing that we've got players all over the park that can do it, but I would like to see a main man up front who can get you 20-25 as well.
And of course Everton would love Romelu Lukaku to be on hot form this season. He's got a bit of a toe injury at the moment. His manager has told him just to play through the pain, David.
Yes, but having said that, right now, I'd say if he stays fit for the season, just what Jay just said then, it's kind of the opposite. We're in the opposite camp. He will score 20-25 goals. You'd have your house on it. He does it every other year. But our problem is the other five. We need the other five scoring. That's what we need. The opposite to what they do. We've got the 25-goal-a-season striker already. It's the other bit. What we're not getting. We need 4 other players to get 8, 9, 10, 11. That's what we need, to be honest.
Who should be second in terms of second top scorer for Everton this season?
I'm not picking out names, but Ross Barkley's got to be up there because he's playing basically second striker. So anybody in that role, Kevin Morales, Gerard Delafeo, Balassi, they all need to put their hand up. They've all got to contribute. Anybody, it's like the defence. Last year, we were slagging the defence last year. It was all their fault. Well, that's as a group, that's what you do. So going forward, it's the same. We've gone into the season and chose not to sign a second striker. So we must have had a plan somewhere to say, oh, it's okay, we'll do it this way or that way, the other way. Leighton Baines, for example, in other seasons, Leighton Baines has got 8 or 9 or 10 goals. We're missing that too, incidentally. So, yeah, I'd like to see them spread it around a little bit.
So you see Ross or Gerard Deulofeu scoring more than 10 goals this season?
No, but my point was I wasn't putting figures on it, but I need the contribution.
Yeah.
That's what I'm on about. I need the spade. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if they aren't, I want to know why they aren't at the end of the season. I want to know why. Because that's what they're there for. We can't just play with one striker. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Look at the teams in the Premier League and look at the glittering talent they've got going forward. That's why they've got it. So if the one, you know, avenue isn't working, there's other alternative routes forward. So we need to apply that logic, in my opinion.
And on team selection for tomorrow, Jay, that this Liverpool team is getting to a situation now where you almost don't have to think twice about it. I think, obviously, Lovren will come back in and replace Klavan. But the team sort of speaks for itself these days, does it?
Well, it does. But, you know, Liverpool have also got massive strength in depth now. I mean, a match day 18 for Liverpool now, you're talking in the past, we'd have a lot of kids on the bench. Nowadays, it's, you know, proper players, if you like. And it's a good group of players Liverpool have got to select from. But you're right, it's normally the same 9 or 10 players with a few adjustments here and there, isn't he? And, you know, as I say, I think Daniel Sturridge could feel a little bit hard done by in recent games where he's been on the bench. But he did have a little bit of an injury too, didn't he? So sometimes that comes into play, Dejan Lovren's being in and out the side because he got that eye injury, didn't he? And then I think he was sick, wasn't he, for the last game. So, you know, like I say, a lot of the team does pick itself, but we've also got that reliance there that if someone is out or someone is missing, we've got players to call upon from the bench who can come in and do a great job for us as well.
And for Everton, Leighton Baines is out, isn't he? Any other team news, David?
I haven't heard him. No.
What are you expecting? Anything interesting tonight or not? I mean,
selection-wise?
Yeah.
No. I hope Gareth Barry's fit. That's the first thing I'm hoping, because without him, I know he's 39 or 56 or whatever he is now, but without him, we are absolutely snookered, I'm telling you now. So Gareth Barry's fit. I fancy us at home, generally, because we're a decent side at home over the last 5 or 6 years. We're a decent side at home, so you'd fancy it. But right now, the last two games, I put the emphasis back on our manager tonight, so he needs to do something, solidify it, come up with a different way. I don't care what it is, but something to get the 3 points tonight. I don't care what the performance is like, what the score is. I just want the points.
Boys, enjoy your football before a two-week break. I'll speak to you next week.
Take it easy, Steve. Take it easy, gang. Ta-ra, lad.
Cheers, boys.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.